Well, election season is coming up. If you didn't know that already, we are about a month and a half away from the November 2015 election. A lot of excitement, especially in Chapel Hill, with some fairly hotly contested races. And joining us now via phone with some survey numbers that are just getting released today, Chapel Hill specific, from Public Policy Polling, Director Tom Jensen. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
And this survey that I'm looking at right now is of 245 voters in Chapel Hill. Before we get to the numbers, was this commissioned by someone? Was it something that just Public Policy Polling decided to do?
No, it was just something that we did out of community interest. Usually, towns the size of Chapel Hill don't get polls like this, but when the director of the polling company lives there, sometimes you get it.
So let's start with the races for Chapel Hill Mayor and Chapel Hill Town Council. And let's start with the race for mayor. We've got a fairly contested race for the first time in 6 years. Mark Klatchmit, the incumbent, Pam Heminger, the challenger, as well as Gary Kahn. Where do things stand right now?
Mark Kleinschmidt's leading for re-election by 12 points. He's at 37% to 25% for Pam Heminger and 5% for Gary Kahn. One thing that really stands out there is that you have 33% of voters undecided, and I think that's a reflection of how things are a lot more up in the air this year than they have been usually in the past. Kleinschmidt's 12-point lead, if that ended up being what he won by, would be the second closest mayoral election in Chapel Hill over the last 20 years. So this is a much more competitive race than we're used to. One thing that is worth noting, Mayor Kleinschmidt has a 48% approval rating, 27% disapprove. Those are pretty good approval numbers, and usually somebody who's that popular will end up getting reelected, but certainly more close than we're used to.
And I know that this is also the case with the town council race. A lot of people still undecided, so we're still a month and a half out. I know some of the bigger endorsements haven't come out yet. Sierra Club coming out with theirs soon, and the Indie Week, of course, coming out with theirs a little ways down the road. So no surprise that a lot of people are still undecided. How about the town council race? 9 candidates for 4 open seats. It's always a lot closer. Where do things stand?
In the town council race, the top 4 people we find are Nancy Oates, Jim Ward, Donna Bell, and Lee Storrow, with David Schwartz not too far behind, and then Jessica Anderson and Michael Parker also just a little further back as well. The town council race, things are really up in the air. 42% of voters are undecided even about who their first choice would be for town council, 52% undecided about who their second choice would be, and then when we didn't even ask about third or fourth choices because the undecideds would be so high on that. You do have an interesting dynamic in the Chapel Hill election this fall where you have 3 incumbents who are, I think, relatively closely aligned. You have three challengers on the Chalk slate who are relatively closely aligned. When you add up all the numbers in the poll, the incumbents get 50%, the Chalk slate gets 42%. So it is pretty closely divided between those two different factions. And what that means is that nobody's really clinched anything yet, who wins and who loses, really maybe to more of an extent than has been true in some elections in the past, is going to be determined by how things go down in the campaign over the next 6 weeks.
How about, you mentioned Mayor Kleinschmidt's approval rating is pretty strong, 48-27. What about the approval rating of town council as a whole?
Town council as a whole doesn't have a great approval rating. Overall, 36% of voters say they approve of the job the council's doing. 40% say they disapprove. Sort of an interesting dynamic. You know, we always see that people hate Congress so much, but then they reelect their individual members of Congress. And it'll be interesting to see if there's a similar dynamic with the town council this year, where people maybe don't like the town council as a whole, but they do like their individual town council members and end up reelecting them. But overall, just sort of looking at all the findings in this poll, the political climate in Chapel Hill seems a little bit similar to the 2009 town council election, where the community really was pretty divided. We had a mayoral race that was basically a tie. One of the town council incumbents lost, with a couple of challengers getting elected. So really everything that we're finding here just sort of points to the potential for a close election.
And we'll have a lot more of these numbers on our website, chapelbar.com, that we're not going to be able to get to. It's a 37-question survey, so there's a lot of really cool information in here, even beyond the election survey. We're speaking with Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling, and there were a lot of questions asked in the survey, just sort of general, are you satisfied with Chapel Hill, with the direction the town is moving, with the way it's growing and changing? Getting into some of those numbers, how satisfied are Chapel Hill voters with the way in which and the speed at which the town is growing?
Well, we find some really interesting things when we look at these development questions, because some of the answers are sort of at odds with each other. Mm. Overall, 50% of voters in Chapel Hill say they think the town is growing at the right pace. 8% actually say it's going too slow. And then only 33% of voters say that it's growing too fast. But then when you look at, for instance, the OB Creek development that's been so contentious in terms of public opinion, we find that voters are opposed to that specific development. Only 27% of voters support it, 44% are opposed. So people in general are fine with the rate of growth, but there is that one particular project that's not very popular. We also asked about a couple other projects, and I think it really shows how few voters are closely paying attention to the ins and outs of some of these development issues. We asked people what they think about the Central West Small Area Plan. 75% said they didn't have an opinion one way or the other. And when we asked about the Ephesus Fordham Renewal Project that has spawned so much debate, a plurality of voters, 39%, said they didn't have an opinion one way or the other about that. Among people who did have an opinion, 34% supported it, 27% opposed, so a little more popular than unpopular.
Of course, the other sort of big development discussion right now is around light rail. Where do people stand there?
The light rail project continues to be overwhelmingly popular. This is something that I would say was maybe, to me, the most surprising finding on the poll, because you hear a lot more negativity in Chapel Hill towards the light rail than positive comments, but this is definitely something where it's sort of a small minority that's able to make a lot of noise. 69% of voters still support the light rail line between Chapel Hill and Durham. Only 22% of voters are opposed to it. And those numbers, I think, are really reflective of how Chapel Hill voted on the transit tax in 2012. And what these numbers indicate is that there really hasn't been a falling off in support for the project. Voters are still emphatically supportive of it.
Speaking again with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling Director, and if you're just joining us, this is a survey of just Chapel Hill voters. Mark Klontschmidt leading Pam Heminger by 12 points in the race for mayor. Top four candidates in the race for town council, at least right now, are Nancy Oates, Jim Ward, Donna Bell, and Lee Starrow in that order. What about the state of downtown Chapel Hill? You asked a number of questions on the survey about what people think of downtown. Is it business friendly? Do you go there often? How often do you go there? And what is the state of downtown? What's the state of parking? This is something that a lot of people talk about in Chapel Hill. What is the general consensus?
Well, people do have generally positive views towards downtown Chapel Hill. We ask people to rate it as an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to visit. 54% said they thought downtown Chapel Hill is either an excellent place to visit or a good one. 45% rated it as fair or poor. But it was also clear from our findings that voters in Chapel Hill do think there's some room for improvement. We asked people if they think Franklin Street has a good climate for business. 35% of voters said yes, 42% said no, and then 23% had no opinion one way or the other. And one thing that gets talked about a lot in Chapel Hill that may help explain why people say they think that there's a poor climate for business, 65% of voters think that downtown Chapel Hill has a parking problem, 33% call it a severe problem, 32% call it a moderate problem. It's interesting, the numbers are actually, there's a lot less people who think that parking's a big problem than it was when we did a Chapel Hill poll in 2009. So that indicates that some of the efforts that the Downtown Partnership and the town have made to sort of increase awareness about the parking options out there have helped, and that people don't perceive parking to be as much of a problem as they did 6 years ago. But any college town where land is scarce, I think that you will see some unhappiness about it, as we do here.
Any other trends between 2009 and today in terms of how satisfied or dissatisfied people are with the town?
Well, one thing that's very interesting is that the town council approval numbers are almost exactly what they were in 2009. Mayor Kleinschmidt's approval numbers are very similar to what Kevin Foy's numbers were when we polled in 2009. The questions about whether the town is growing too fast or at the right pace, that's pretty similar to 2009. So really, I think my overall takeaway is that we are in a similar political climate to 6 years ago, which was definitely one of the most competitive elections Chapel Hill's ever had. And we at least have the potential to have something similar to that again this fall.
And again, you can visit our website, chapelborough.com. I think it may be up now. And if it's not up now, then we'll have it up here in the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. Tom Jensen is the Director of Public Policy Polling. Before we let you go, I know we're not able to get to a lot of the questions on the survey, but what have we not gotten to that's worth pointing out?
Well, a couple things that were kind of interesting. We asked people in Chapel Hill who they support in the presidential race, and Hillary Clinton's the leading choice of Chapel Hill voters at 35% to 30% for Bernie Sanders and 24% for Joe Biden. So all the candidates pretty closely clustered together there. We were interested to find out what percentage of people in Chapel Hill are actually UNC fans. 67% say they're UNC fans, 10% say they're Duke fans, and only 3% for NC State and Chapel Hill. So definitely encourage people, when y'all get the poll up on the website, to go check out some of this less serious stuff about how people in Chapel Hill feel about things as well.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website if you want to get more numbers just in general from PPP, and we'll have more numbers up on our website, chapelborough.com, here soon. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.